You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, March 2nd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Monday. Happy March.
Yes. You know, today is the anniversary of the birth of Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel. Yeah. Geisel. I think it's Geisel.
Happy birthday.
Born on this date in 1904. I've got some yes or BS, Dr. Seuss.
Z, Z, Z. What begins with Z? Zizzer, zazzer, zuzz, as you can plainly see.
Well, very good. Very good. All right. Some yes or BS. Yes or BS.
Okay.
Did Dr. Seuss write The Cat in the Hat Comes Back? Yes or BS?
BS.
You would be correct. That is the sequel to the first book. Now, this one came out in 1958. The Cat in the Hat Comes Back.
Who wrote it?
Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you need to decide if these are real Dr. Seuss books or not. Yes
okay.
or BS?
All right. Okay.
How the Grinch Stole $100,000.
BS.
Yeah, that's BS. The only Grinch book that Dr. Seuss did was How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And, you know, how do you mess with perfection?
Please don't do it. Hollywood, don't do a sequel. Don't get any ideas. Step back away.
Yeah. Hey, how about Horton Hears Voices in His Head?
BS.
He did do two Horton books, but the other one was called Horton Hatches the Egg. And, of course, the original Horton Hears a Who.
Horton probably did hear voices in his head.
He probably did.
Probably.
Because he heard a who.
But back then, they just didn't talk about that stuff.
There you go. Happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, Jennifer Joez. Oh, my goodness. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
J-Lo. I think I was trying to say them both at the same time. Taking her time when it comes to planning her wedding day.
Oh, what's that all about?
While speaking to Oprah at her 2020 Vision Your Life in Focus tour, because what's Oprah going to do now?
She's gonna go on tour. A speaking tour. Sure, why not?
J-Lo opened up about her engagement to fiancé Alex Rodriguez and their forthcoming nuptials.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be a white dress. So Jennifer says
Is that true? Have we heard that?
No, we haven't heard that. I was just being facetious.
Yeah, okay.
Jennifer says she's not concerned about the timing of the ceremony. She revealed the couple doesn't feel the need to rush to the altar. And she quoted, "It's so funny because when we first got engaged, I was like, oh, we're going to get married in a couple of months." So she told Oprah, "Like your old thinking comes right back, like all that hopeless romantic that made me get married three times." So if you're wondering if this Oprah event was also the same event this weekend where O wiped out on stage after speaking about balance.
There's a video online where she actually wiped out on stage walking away from her speech.
Speaking about balance.
Oh, my God.
You would be correct.
Oh, my God. That was just...
So Oprah says she's fine.
Yeah.
She blamed the spill.
What?
On the wrong shoes.
Well, that's what you blame it on.
I need to go see what shoes
she's
wearing. How embarrassing.
But she is Oprah. I'm just glad she's okay, that she didn't hurt
Oprah's
anything.
Okay.
You know, because she's got that that Weight Watchers thing that she's got to do. You know, she can't be hurt.
Well, yes.
That would not be good. She can't do her exercising.
Yeah.
She'll have to eat a couple of less street tacos to get her points in.
And imagine that there was as much, because she's Oprah, she probably had no less than 125 doctors calling her saying, "Let me check you out."
I'm really surprised there weren't like a boatload of people that ran onto the stage to help her up.
Do we go on? I don't know. Do we? I don't know. Well, no one loves Kanye West quite as much as Kanye West.
That's true. That is true.
Truth. If you've ever been on a date with someone who only seems interested in talking about themselves,
narcissist,
then you've likely experienced the dating trend called Kanyeing.
Oh, that's a thing. Kanye.
Evidently.
Oh,
it's a different, it's taken the word narcissist to a new level.
Kanye-ing.
I don't even think narcissist can hold a candle to Kanye-ing.
Oh my God. It's a thing. This is why we can't have nice things.
Well, basically,
it's become a thing.
It's become a thing. So when you get Kanye'd, there's no chance for you to get a word in edgewise.
No.
Even if you're a narcissist. And there's no hope for a second date, according to a study, because 45% of singles have found themselves trapped in a conversation with a date that feels more like a monologue than a dialogue.
45%. Wow.
Can you imagine?
No. I'm trying to think if I've ever been in that situation. I mean, you know, it's been 100 years since I dated anybody, but I'm just trying
to
think.
Well, weren't you the one that was talking? See what I did there?
Yeah, see what you did there. See what you did there.
Yeah. Okay. What makes this even more frustrating is that some people don't even realize when they're Kanye-ing their date.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that goes beyond beyond dating. Yeah. I mean, when you have conversations with people at work or in business, or you're meeting somebody at a mixer, not a date, a potential client, not a potential date. Although I've known people that do find potential dates at mixers. Anyway, it's kind of like wedding crashing.
I find myself these days, I know someone who, man, this person talks a lot.
Right, really? Man.
And I find myself, especially when we're in a small group and everyone's talking, I've never had to practice my listening skills so much. Because when you're doing your listening skills, you're not talking as much.
No.
And it's like I have a clamp
have
on my mouth because I won't be heard and I can't interrupt. And oh my goodness, you just want to,
you've been Kanye'd.
Well, I think we're still on the narcissist level because the Kanye-ing is way up there.
Yeah, true.
It's what some narcissists strive to be.
Right.
So a clinical psychologist points out that the people who engage in one-sided conversations might simply be inexperienced daters.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
I don't go for that.
I don't go for that crap either.
I don't go for that.
So I'm watching Halle Berry's Instagram story over the weekend, and she, of course, has a new line of exercise fitness.
Her things. And Carrie Underwood and Kate Hudson.
Right. So hers is called Respin, whatever that means, but it's only available, and this is not a commercial for Halle Berry stuff, it's only available at the Ross, the TJ Maxx, or the Marshalls. That's it.
Well,
and I think they're, aren't they all like the same company? Maybe Ross is.
I think so.
She says they're affordable. Which means they'll probably break. Anyway,
thanks, Halle Berry. Someone did something nice for a
change.
We'll
have to go out and pick us up. If they're affordable, we'll have to go out and get some. If they're not
affordable. You're going to have to go out and get some Halle Berry workout gear?
Yeah, that would be me wearing
Halle
Berry.
Wow, I cannot wait to see this.
Not happening. All right, with that, we will take our Dr. Seuss books. We'll go sit in a corner somewhere today and read about Loraxes and Hortons and Who's.
One bear, one wheel. Lots of bear-steam bears.
That is bear-steam bears. Anyway, there you go.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Have a great day. We will talk at you tomorrow. And
can I do this in a Seussism? I don't think I'm that talented. And that's all the news. Nah, I don't know how to do it. That's all the news you could care less about for today, I say.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.